I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. A couple of times a month, we like to connect up with our friends on the North Shore. In fact, St. Tammany Parish, the fastest growing parish in the state of Louisiana. Joining us is Lacey Osborne, CEO and president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us, Newell.
Hope you've been doing well. Long time no see. Things are growing fast over there on the North Shore. There's got to be some growing pains, huh?
There are definitely growing pains. So I'm going to give you some numbers. We are all ready for the 20th anniversary of Katrina. So before that disaster, our population in this parish was 210,000. It was 460,000 in Orleans Parish. Today, it's 360,000 in Orleans and 275 in St. Tammany. So you can see the shift. It's even more notable when you realize that St. Tammany, as you just said, is the fastest growing parish in the state as of the latest figures. So this growth has created somewhat of a culture shift. It's mostly been good for our parish and our cities within the parish, but the underlying infrastructure, basic governmental services, must keep up with that growth. So funding and maintaining some of our governmental services is the challenge. It's always about money, right?
If there's one area of infrastructure that you think is of the utmost, highest concern, what would that be?
Well, criminal justice. You know, the word that I think the public understands is safety. We don't want that to change. We feel very safe over here. So I think it's the criminal justice system, crime, police, and the courts. We all know that's the backbone of a safe community. We need good policing, reliable judges, and well-maintained jail space. So, you know, I'm a native New Orleanian, and I'm a frequent visitor to the city. I was happy to celebrate yesterday with the NOLA Coalition. I know WWL has been covering that. I was so happy to be there. It's just amazing, the reductions to the crime rates in the city. Mm-hmm. And that's because of community partnerships and funding. Everyone wants to say, police, police, we need more police. But yesterday it was evident it's partnerships. And homicides being down 70%, and the case solve rate is up to 80%. I'm just happy to mention that in talking about St. Tammany, because, you know, people talk and people say, oh, no, that's impossible. No, it's possible. It's real. So we're very excited about that all over the New Orleans region. But on the North Shore, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Lacey.
Okay. Well, we tend to take low crime for granted. And unfortunately, since about 2019, we have had successive defeats of every tax renewal dedicated to funding our criminal justice system. So our little idyllic picture of a safe parish north of the lake is in jeopardy. So the latest rededication that we talked about last time we interviewed, it only failed by 600 votes. So the returns show the sales tax rededication did receive 48%. There were, let's see, the numbers, you know, I'm not a numbers person, but it was 16,241 yes votes. That's pretty good. But it beat out by 17,500 no votes. We just believe that if every voter across our parish understood that was a rededication, simply adjusting where that particular sales tax income can go. It was not a new tax, not an increase. It was applying the funds already being collected where they can do the most good, and that is funding safety, our criminal justice system.
Do you believe that y'all will go back out to the public?
Well, I don't believe anything I hear unless I hear it straight from the source. I think our parish administration and council are struggling with that. But from our standpoint, the business leaders I've discussed it with, we hope not. We hope there's no tax on the next ballot.
Right. You know, it's interesting, and I think you guys know this. We've talked about it before. The last place you want to get is behind the eight ball, right? And then you're playing catch up. And playing catch up as opposed to being out in front of the situation, you know, we may be in a decline now. We've gone through the ebb and flow of crime stats. Things change socially. They change economically. A lot of different times that there's still people argue and debate over what contributed to an increase in crime or a decrease in crime. It's not a perfect science. And I always thought that it was, especially with law and crime, the criminal justice system being out in front of that issue and getting to a point of being as efficient as possible. And that way, if there is a boom in crime, you know, you have a very efficient system. A lot of times you don't even miss a beat. You're on top of it, you know, and you can suppress it a lot easier. Your thoughts?
Well, you're an expert on that, and that's reality. I mean, we all want to stay ahead. And one of the things we hear is about the docket, the court docket, how many cases they are behind on. And our district attorney, Colin Sims, we want to help him because we want our system to be maintained. He and I did have a conversation, and under the circumstances of their reduced funding, they're doing very well. So I hope that you have a chance to talk with him soon, because as I just said,
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't believe all the talk on the streets. There's just too much misinformation out there. But we really need to come up with a solution to fund the DA, the jail, and the judges. Our assessor, people think, well, we're the largest, highest taxed parish in the state. Not sure that's true. But our assessor, Lewis Fitzmaurice, came to speak to our public policy group last week. And our total property tax revenue in 2024 was $407 million. And 60% of that comes from residential property taxes, homeowners. In the business community, we believe that tax burden could shift more equitably to the commercial side if more commercial development were welcomed in our parish. Just this morning, there's a new community meeting held once a month in Slidell, and our Director of Economic Development, Chris Massengill, spoke. He was recruited away to Central Louisiana, but we've really had some good prospects and good opportunities. And if we can just continue to bring in some more business, we'll shift that tax burden away from homeowners to business. We've called it 80-20, 80% paid by homeowners, 20% paid by businesses. But according to our assessor, that is already shifting. So that's good news. The other big picture is, if we're collecting $407 million, where is that going? And the percentages is what is being talked about now. And I think those conversations are going to increase. We're looking forward to collaborating and bringing the different departments together with business people to look for some solutions. $407 million goes to, of course, our schools, our fire districts, mosquito control, roads, drainage, water and sewer. But when it comes time to vote yes for safety, a tax dedicated to safety, we just keep getting no. And I personally believe part of the reason is a lack of understanding. Okay, where does this $407 million go?
It could be, and that's just one piece of the infrastructure that's out there. But when you think about all of the other things, do we have a disconnect here as to what's happening? I mean, I think there's a certain sector of the population there that has this belief that they want to hold on to the status quo, right? But as things begin to cost more, so if cement goes up, labor goes up, this goes up, and you're having to improve on roads and all of these services because of whether it's inflation, consumer price index is going up, whatever, costs more. Status quo isn't going to work. You're not going to be able to keep up with the maintenance of the infrastructure that you have now, which is woefully under. Serving the population as it exists today. So the real choices are, do I grow or do I intentionally shrink? because staying where you are right now, you're kind of in a pickle, right?
We are in a pickle. And if I may, I didn't check on this, but there was a great article recently by Fayman Roberts with NOLA.com, and it really explains the pickle. In my role, I communicate, with writing and verbally and presentations, and I had on my mind, I need to compose an article, an editorial explaining our view of how we got where we are. And the first thing we mentioned this morning was the 20th anniversary of Katrina. We are not what we used to be as a parish. We are not what we are going to be as a parish or a region. Things are more expensive. There are political elections where our elected leaders change. And then there are, some seats remain the same. So we have no choice. We have to change with the times, and we have to collaborate and bring our elected leaders together with our business leaders and the various departments to come up with solutions.
Now, you guys have some elections coming up in October, right?
Yes, we have a big election in the city of Slidell. There's a mayor's race on October 11th. Former Mayor Greg Cromer stepped down when Governor Landry asked him to take over a position in the Department of Transportation. So we were happy to have a St. Tammany leader in that department. And Slidell Council Chairman Bill Borchert stepped into the interim mayor's seat. And he's running along with Police Chief Randy Fandel. So we hosted the first forum for that election Wednesday evening. And we were very encouraged because there was over 300 people in attendance. We had 225 chairs set up. We said, this will be fine, 225. Standing room only. And we are very fortunate that we're able to live stream it on our Facebook page. It's still up there, and we will be putting it on our YouTube channel. the election's pretty far away. You know, October 11th is down the road. So I think there will be a lot of talk about this election. It got a lot of coverage. And again, this morning at this community meeting, there's a lot of enthusiasm in the city of Slidell and frankly in our parish, again, regarding economic development, that we are in a prime location for future development relative to the port. We have a new business that located here, Agile Cold Storage. That is a wave of the future. They're going to be sending things across the globe after being stored here from the port. And our Amazon center in Slidell, it was built, I don't know exactly the year, but it sat there for a little while, but it's opening and it's hiring. So things are starting to really pick up, especially in the city of Slidell.
Absolutely. Now, I understand that you guys have a charter commission that's been meeting, and will they be making a proposal soon? And are there thoughts to amend the charter?
Yes. They, the commission, there are five or six parish councilmen actually appointed to the commission. And our former parish president, Kevin Davis, is the chairman. We do have a business rep on the commission, and the meetings have not been well attended. So you and I are talking about voter turnout and citizen input, and they really want input, but people don't get out of their house in large numbers to go to a meeting at 6 p.m. in the evening. So we're going to rally the troops. The commission is rallying people to a special meeting on August 14th. So there's going to be some community meetings, small group meetings between now and then with solid recommendations. And the hot topic is the size of our parish council. It has been 14 council districts since the beginning, since it was a police jury. The Home Rule Charter changed to a parish president council form of government versus police jury. But now the talk is we have 14 councilmen. Is that too many or is it not? And you know, we're looking
definitely
at Jefferson.
I've watched those meetings. It's just way too many people. That's not an attack on anybody. That's not an attack on anybody there. It's just it's too many. I mean, it just is.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're, you know, again, it's about change and accepting change. And we are not the St. Tammany that we were 30, 20, 10, or even 5 years ago. So get ready because the change is not stopping. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that next
interesting,
time.
And it'll be interesting to see what the Home Rule Charter Commission does, too. Those are always very controversial for a whole host of reasons, and legitimately so. But I think it's always good to have a look-see at the charter and try to figure out how things have changed, how things operationally and functionally don't make as much sense today as maybe it once did, especially when you have a parish as vibrant as St. Tammany that's growing at the clip that y'all are growing. Obviously that's a good thing, but good things happen and tough decisions need to be made, right?
Right. It's not easy, but we'll get through it. We'll get to the next
stage. Absolutely.
Stage.
Well, Lacey, thank you for joining us today. We always appreciate your time, your insight. Lacey Osborne, CEO and President of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Hope to see you soon and have a great weekend.
You too. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870. We got some time to go to the talk lines. Would love to hear from you about any of the issues that we have been talking about. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, change makers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.